Ding, ding, ding. We're live on YouTube with the one, the only, the Tfue. What is up, dude? Thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Just a Twitch streamer here on YouTube, you know?
Just a Twitch streamer. Are you allowed to do this right now? Am I going to get you in trouble?
I might get sued.
What? Twice, oh, my God, dude.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm fine.
All right, good. So, dude, thanks again for coming out. We had a great day going out and trying to get your windows tinted on your Tesla. Didn't work out too well.
At least I have my Tesla back. It's been months.
Dude, that's crazy.
Something happened.
Yeah, but you don't need a car. You just live on the beach. You just, like, roll around the beach, surf, skim, play video games.
Yeah, I don't leave my room. It's kind of...
Unless you just need to go out and eat or, you know, get out. You can just...
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I get up, you know, steal someone's car, somebody in my family, just skirt out, you know?
Yeah, you pretty much bought them all Teslas already, so you can just use their car whenever you want.
I only bought my mom a Tesla.
Dude,
my dad a McLaren next. No, I'm just kidding.
You're going to buy your dad a McLaren? What does your dad drive?
I don't even know.
Does he still drive that, like, old stickered up hoopty car?
No, actually, I don't even think he even has a car right now.
Oh, my God.
He had a few cars, but we crashed them because...
You crashed them?
Yeah, there's a video coming soon.
Well, you've had your Tesla for, like, 3 months, and you've already wrecked it, what, like, 3 times? You've sideswiped it. You've curbed the rims. It's like you just bought a car, and then you decided to learn how to drive.
Yeah, I mean, I had a few cars growing up, but I actually have, like, a real car.
Yeah.
Like, I had a 300Z. But
you did?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's, like, a fast car.
Yeah. I always had, like, it was automatic, though, so I didn't really like driving it.
Have you always, like, been really into cars?
Yeah, a little bit.
What's that little green car that you had that you posted a couple pictures of? Like, that little, like, weird-looking green car.
It's blue.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Is it blue?
It's a 1963 Volkswagen Karma Ghia.
Okay. Yeah. Where'd you get that thing?
It's 4-speed. My dad bought it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. It's pretty fun. It's not fast, but
yeah,
it's fun.
Dude, so for the people out there, a lot of people don't know. I do know, but I just want to clarify it. What does Tfue actually stand for?
Nothing.
Yeah. How did you come up with the name?
It was just a gamer tag back in the day.
There's no meaning behind it.
There's no meaning. People think there's a meaning.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Your brother told me it was Turner fucks up everyone.
That's what people think. That's what people think. I don't know. If people think I'm that creative, then... Yeah, I mean, it was 4 letters. Back before they, like, released, like... I don't know, it was, like, maybe a couple years ago or 3 years ago, they, like, deleted all the inactive Xbox accounts. But before then, it was really hard to get, like, lower lettered gamer tags.
Yeah. So that's Tfue.
Yeah. I couldn't get any 3 letters, so I just went with a 4.
I think you should just go with the Turner fucks up everyone. That's pretty cool. I think it's pretty dope.
Yeah.
So how long ago was that when you created that? Like, was that when you first got into, like, online games, or was that when you were, like, on Xbox, or...
I was on Xbox.
You're on Xbox.
Call of Duty and Halo.
Oh, okay. And that's when you created that?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
6 years ago, probably.
Fuck. Because I remember, like, just hanging out with your brother and always see him filming, like, the pranks that he does and, like, all those wild trampoline videos and, like, stunts that he does. Like, a lot of the times that you would be there participating in it, but most of the time... You weren't. You'd be in your room gaming, or just, like, you know what I mean? You'd be hidden away, like, playing games.
Yeah. You know, gotta stay busy.
Like,
even when I wasn't doing anything, really, you know?
Yeah. But like it was, I figured you would have participated a little bit more in like his videos, you know what I mean? Just because
as much as I could.
Because you had your own channel too. I mean, you had like, yeah. I remember the first time I ever looked at it, you had like 160,000 subscribers and you were uploading like a lot of
Destiny probably.
Yeah, Destiny videos and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone else that you know of, like when you were that age and you were like, whatever that was, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, when you're like in your room all day or most of the day, however long it was, streaming, did you know that it would lead to some level of success? Like, I mean, obviously you could never imagine it would lead to this level of success, but did you ever, was there somebody else who had done something like that who had achieved like a high level of success?
I mean, when I started streaming, it was kind of early on. There wasn't really like, even like the top streamers on the platform weren't that big, you know?
Yeah.
Like the top streamers on the platform now are like 20, 30 times bigger than the biggest platform, like, or the biggest stream on the platform then. But I don't know. I mean, there was still some success and money to be made, but I didn't think it was going to blow up this much because Twitch is still blowing up. Like live streaming, I don't know, it's still blowing up. But I didn't think it was going to be this big, but I'm glad it is now.
Is there
not stopping?
Is there anybody who's made it that big just from streaming, just from playing like online games similar to Fortnite or in the past? I know there's, I mean, obviously PewDiePie, but he didn't get good at one specific game, did he? He was just kind of like really entertaining.
Yeah, he's just an entertaining guy with, you know, good intentions.
Did you
biased opinions?
Yeah. Did you see? Did you kind of like ever want to model yourself off him, or were you just mainly focused on becoming really, really good?
Because he's dog shit at video games. He's just funny.
Yeah.
I just try to be as good as I possibly can, because I mean, my main goal when I started playing video games is, like, if I can be better than all the other people streaming, then somebody will fucking watch me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I guess the reason I ask is because I'd never heard of, a gamer who had made it to, like, a really high level of success that just was there because he was skilled at the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's hard. Yeah. Because if you're not really fucking good, you have to be really funny. And you can even be really good and still not make it. So.
Yeah. Did you ever have, like, conversations with your dad or your mom when you were really little, like, about, like, what you're going to do for a career or for a living when you grow up? Did they ever talk to you about that, or you and your brother?
Yeah.
Because I got the talk a lot. Like, what would they say to you?
Fucking go get a job at Publix.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Your dad would be the last person that would say that.
Nah, dude. He definitely told me to go get jobs.
Did he?
Yeah. For sure. But, I mean, I kind of always had money saved up, though. I never really spent money when I was a kid.
Right. Yeah, you really don't spend that much money now, except besides the Tesla.
Yeah.
And some other things, but.
Yeah, I don't spend shit for money.
You barely wear shoes as it is.
No, I have a good shoe collection. That's probably the only things I actually do spend money on is shoes and clothes.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't really buy shit. I don't even pay rent.
What did you ever, like, think, like, what the fuck am I going to do for a living? What am I going to do when I get older? How am I going to make money? Or did you just always feel like, this is what I'm fucking going to do? If it fails, it fails.
I don't know. I mean, like,
did you think about that a lot?
Yeah, but I was just trying to make it work. Like, even like 3 years ago, like, I was signed to, like, organizations, getting paid salary, making money off Twitch. Like, I was never like, it's not like I was like, I mean, I was making pretty terrible money, but I don't know. I was just doing it because I was bored and I was.
You made salary?
Yeah, like, I got picked up by, like, my first org, like, 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
I played H1Z1 professionally and then went over to PUBG, played that professionally. So, like, I was never really, and I had money, like, saved up from playing Destiny. Because, like, when I first got, like, partnered on Twitch, I was at, like, 100 subs, which is terrible, but I mean, I was making more money than, like, my friends, so I was like, whatever.
You're making more money than kids that had, like, regular jobs.
Yeah. Still.
And how long did that last for? Like, how long did you have 100 or less subs on Twitch?
Making a few years.
Really?
Yeah. I think, like, I was doing pretty good at first, and then, like, I don't know. I stopped playing Destiny to go play PUBG, and that's when, like, my channel started to, like, die down a little bit. I would drop down to, like, 100, 200 subs, maybe.
Really?
And then I started playing Fortnite, and then obviously I took off because of that game. And
when did that game come out?
When Fortnite? Like a year and a half ago.
Two years ago, maybe. As soon as it came out, you immediately started playing it?
No.
Right.
I started playing it a little bit, and I thought the game was fucking terrible.
Why?
It had so many issues. Like, when it first came out, it was so bad. Like, it was not, like, it wasn't like Fortnite came out, and the game was perfect, and it was the best game ever, and, you know. It wasn't even like that. Like, I played it for a while, and I honestly, like, I liked it a little bit, but, like, there were so many issues with, like, healing, and just, there's, I don't know, it was really bad.
Yeah.
So I stopped playing it for a while, and then when they introduced, like, minis and all that other shit, I started playing again, and it got really fun. But at first, it was so bad. Such a terrible game.
Did you ever, like, do you ever test games, like, when you're not streaming, or do you pretty much do everything online?
Oh, I don't really do anything aside from streaming, though. Like, I'm not, like, gaming off stream.
No, you don't even waste your time. If you're going to do anything, you're going to stream it live.
Stream, yeah.
So you were, like...
Even in tournaments when there's millions of dollars on the line, I'll just still stream.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Those World Cup tournaments or whatever that are all online, you just stream them with... Typically, people would delay it or what?
No, I just don't care. If somebody wants to fuck over my millions of dollars and me not qualifying because of them, then fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
So we made... I talked to you, like, I don't know when it was. It was, like, I think it was about April of 2018, like, right when I first learned about Fortnite, and I asked you if we could make that little mini documentary. And I remember sitting with you in your backyard. We're sitting on, like, your trampoline or whatever, and you're looking at your Social Blade. And me, you, and Jack were sitting there, and you're like, damn, I got, like, 10,000 new subscribers today.
That's about what I'm getting now.
You're like, wow, this has been happening for like a week now. What the fuck's going on, dude? I'm like, shit, we better hurry up. I gotta hurry up and get this video done. And you had like less than 500,000 subscribers then. And like at the end of the video, you said that your goal, your short term goal, was to hit 1 million subscribers on YouTube. And that was a year ago.
Yeah. Now I'm over 10 million. So we're doing all right.
That's pretty insane, dude.
That's funny that, like, you were there before I was even, like, big, posting videos.
Yeah.
It's funny how there's, like, a little documentary. It's, like...
It is funny, right? That's why I'm so glad we got to do this.
Yeah.
It's like the follow-up 1 year later. Yeah. This is exactly almost a year later.
I think it's been exactly a year.
Yeah, it was April of 2018.
Yeah.
Or March. Mm-hmm. We started filming in March. I posted it in April. Wow. So... What, like, you said it was, like, 3 to 4 years when you were streaming with, like, 100 subs or whatever, and it wasn't really going too crazy, like, right when Fortnite first came out. Like, what is the likelihood of somebody doing that, somebody playing one of those video games, to make a career out of it? Or to make it, not necessarily on your extreme level, but anywhere close to that? Like, what is the likelihood of some kid at home playing in his parents' living room or sitting in his room playing Fortnite to actually make a career out of it?
Honestly, it's pretty fucking hard.
Yeah.
Like, if I were to start all over again, I don't know where I would begin. Because people, I encourage people to stream, but yeah. They need to understand it's like people like me that have been streaming for 4 years straight, you know?
Yeah.
When Fortnite came around, I was already prepared. I was ready for it. People like me, people like Ninja, you know, we're not new. This isn't our first rodeo. So, like, I don't know. People can't expect to just start streaming and be able to be a success overnight.
Yeah.
It's just not that easy.
Because you guys were playing all those Battle Royale games way before that.
Yeah, years before. I was playing Battle Royales professionally 2 years before Fortnite even released. So. But people have done it, dude. People have blown up just from Fortnite.
Well, how many people play that game? Do you know, like, roughly?
I don't know.
Hundreds of millions?
Millions.
Right?
Yeah, a lot.
And what percentage of them actually make a career out of it? Like, how many? Can you count them on one hand, right? I mean, how many?
A lot more.
Really?
Lots of people. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, dude, some random kids that don't even stream are making... Or qualifying for the World Cup, getting a minimum of $50,000.
Okay, yeah, true.
That's kind of like a career, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess $50,000 is
it's a lot
about
for it,
so. More than average for a year salary in America.
Yeah. So I don't know. A lot of people, I guess.
Yeah.
Hundreds, thousands.
But you're like on your own tier. You and Ninja are like in like a separate tier from all the, from pretty much everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, there's bigger streamers than Ninja now.
What qualifies as a big streamer? Like, how do you measure that?
Concurrent viewers, subs
on Twitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I've been going on and off. Right now, I do have the most subs on Twitch. So
you do right now?
Yeah, and I think I have the most average viewers too, but I don't know. I have been playing in World Cup tournaments that have been boosting me a lot. I didn't stream for like a week, and I came back, and I was like concurrent over 100K. So I don't know. But it's been going good for me, I guess.
Yeah.
When it comes to like tournaments and stuff, people, I don't know, decide to watch me.
Yeah. Because you're the most skilled. You've won the most tournaments, right?
Yeah. I'm like one of the most higher-end players, I guess.
Yeah.
Bizzle, I think, has more than me. But that's not including like charity tournaments or anything like that.
What is it, like, what do you think it is about that game that makes it so popular? Because I don't remember any kind of game taking over the world like that game did. Like, it's just, like, is it the colors? Is it the Battle Royale element of it? Well, no, because there's been other Battle Royales before that.
Yeah, but they've all been, like, really, like, hardcore, if that makes sense.
Okay, like...
Like, PUBG is, like, super hardcore and slow pace. And it was really, really unoptimized. Like, and it wasn't on all platforms either.
Okay.
And the building aspect of it gives you a lot of opportunity to, I don't know.
It's like a whole nother dimension, like it literally.
Like in PUBG, like, you loot up, you get caught in a field, you're dead.
Really?
Yeah.
So similar to, like, Call of Duty.
Kind of, yeah.
But not first person.
Yeah.
I got it. What's been, like, the most difficult, thing for you being in the spotlight? Because I feel like... You know, I mean, it's been a year, but it can't be that easy walking around everywhere you go, people noticing you, taking photos with you.
Yeah.
What's been the hardest part about that for you?
I don't know. People trying to take me out.
People trying to take you out?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
People coming after me, dude, hacking me and shit.
Oh, yeah. You got hacked a lot.
You're getting banned and hacked. So much shit.
It's more people targeting you.
Yeah.
But like, even when you walk to the airport, people walk up to you.
Yeah, paparazzis and stuff.
Something happened at your house?
Oh, a bunch of shit has happened at my house.
Like what? You're from the beach, jumping the fence?
Yeah, people come on the property, try to fuck with me, yell at me. A bunch of shit. But I got to buy a house soon that has like electric fences.
Yeah.
High voltage.
Yeah, it's time.
Maybe.
It's time for you to invest maybe in some like real estate.
A trench.
Yeah.
A moat around the whole
rock. A giant moat with gators.
Some big gators in it. That'd be fire.
You did just invest in some real estate, though, didn't you? You bought a building?
Yeah.
What's that all about? What are you doing with it?
I don't know. I can't really disclose of what my plans are, but something crazy.
Something crazy besides just building SpongeBob, giant SpongeBob houses in the back.
Building Bikini Bottom in the back. Yeah, Jack, he's fucking crazy.
He's going insane with all that shit.
Yep. My brother's always building some random shit. Sometimes they got to tell me, like, get off my fucking property.
Get off my property, goddammit.
Like, Dick will just bring a bunch of shit there and just leave it. A bunch of, like, laundry machines and garbage.
Really?
There's a few beat cars there now.
Oh, my God.
That's why I drove my bus into one of the cars.
You drove your bus into one of the cars?
Yeah.
Nice. In the parking lot?
Yeah, I was tired of it being there. So I just ran into it.
Yeah.
Full speed.
What's up with the big fucking pink T that you painted on the front of it? Is that just so for Tfue?
I don't know.
Or you just haven't finished painting it?
Dick just painted on there because... He's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to paint the whole shit because it looks just disgusting. He's definitely shit.
So, I guess once the Fortnite craze is over, and I can't expect it to last forever.
Of course not.
Do you have plans for after that, or what do you think will happen after that? Or what are your plans for after that's over?
I don't know. I mean, it all depends. Like, I think the main thing that'll stop Fortnite from being popular is another game. And if I like it, I'll play it. If I don't, then I'll just post vlogs and play any random games and just be a variety streamer.
Like PewDiePie?
Yeah. Because playing games competitively is stressful and it's time consuming.
Yeah.
And like, I've been playing competitive for a while, so I don't know. I don't know how I'm not gonna do it forever, obviously.
Yeah. You never know. Do you see yourself being like 35, 40 years old doing it? Like play, like, because right now you basically have a fucking every day you're spending.
I don't see myself playing like competitive like that. No. My brain's gonna be melted by then.
Yeah.
My eyes are gonna be fried.
Is it really bad for you to stare at the computer, stare at like at games that long? What can happen?
I don't know.
Do you know of anything like crazy shit happening to people from doing that?
Not with their eyes. Like, I've had a few friends of mine have like get like tendonitis from playing and like.
Oh, from like the mice and the keyboard and
stuff.
Yeah. Because you had a crazy headache in the car today.
Yeah, I still have a headache. I still feel like shit.
Is that from the screen?
I don't know. It could be.
Could be. Better be careful, dude. They make like computer glasses that you can get. That like,
yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, we don't know because our parents and our older siblings and stuff, they didn't have computers when we were kids. So how do you know, like, if it's actually bad?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, you should play it safe. You should
have glasses. I just don't wear them.
Yeah.
I just fry my brain.
You should wear them, dude. You should look into getting some glasses to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
Don't melt your brain, please.
It already feels melted right now, to be honest. When I'm older and my eyes are fried and my brain's fried, dude, they'll, you know, shoot some stem cells into my brain or something.
Yeah. Get some bionic eyeballs. I heard that playing video games improves cognitive function and vision. Like, I heard that it improves your vision and actually, like, improves your cognitive skills, too.
Maybe.
Do you know anything about that?
Maybe. I mean, I train my reaction, my tracking every day.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I play training games.
Okay, just other video games that are just like
strictly
for coordination.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever tried meditating?
No. My ADHD is probably too bad for me to be able to meditate.
Because have you ever heard of like flow state? You know what that is?
Yeah.
When like people can, like, you can meditate and like they say that when you like focus on being in the moment, or like when you focus on being present, people can train themselves to access that flow state or whatever, like instant, whenever they want. And they say that gamers actually achieve that more than anybody, like gamers and like basketball players. And like Michael Jordan used to, like the old like 90s Bulls, they used to do like group meditations to like practice getting into that flow state, because when the whole team's like in that state when they're playing or whatever, it's like you're not thinking about anything. You're not thinking about like the past, the future. All you're thinking about is like your brain is not thinking. All you're doing is like reacting to what's happening in the court, like similar to how I'm sure you've experienced that numerous times when you're just like, mm-hmm. Everything is going perfect, right? Like everything's going right in a game. Like you can't fuck up anything.
Yeah, but
they call it flow state, and that's they say that meditation can help that.
But what if you're trying to figure out what's going to happen in the future moments though?
Then you fuck yourself. That's when you stifle yourself and you overthink. That's when people like fuck up.
You always got to think steps ahead though, especially when playing Fortnite.
Really?
You got to be ready for everything.
How so?
You got to be ready, dude. You got to think about the future. You got to think about what could potentially happen, more so what could potentially go
okay.
wrong, because that's probably the possibility. That
yeah, I guess it's a lot realistic. More complicated than Pac-Man in that sense, because you have to, like, it's not just what's happening now. You got to think about, like, where you're going to end up and, like, where the other players will be and that kind of shit.
Yeah. I mean, I could try to meditate.
You should look into it, dude.
It seems like a very hard thing to pick up on.
No, I don't think it's that hard. You can watch a couple of YouTube videos. There's like, if you go on SoundCloud and you just type in like meditation, like there's like guided meditation shit you can look at. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't sound that easy, but.
It's easy, trust me.
It's just easy. Just f- fucking close your eyes and meditate real quick.
Yeah. So what's up with the whole, I don't want to talk too much, like, I don't want to get into details about, like, your whole drama that's going on with the esports shit, but I've been, yeah. I've known, like, what's been going on for the past year, whatever, and it sucks for both people. And there's a lot of, like, internet drama going on right now. But, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm just letting my lawyer handle it.
That's good. Is it true? It's not. Is it true that you want to start an esports company, like, or an organization?
I never said that once.
I didn't think you did either.
Yeah, no. Anybody knows me. I was like, wait, what?
Right. Like, I would think someone like you would, you know, just be want to focus on your own brand and what you're doing and nothing else, right? You wouldn't, like, the last thing that you would want to do, I would think, was, like, to start a company and try to run a company.
No, hell no. I don't have time to run a company.
Right.
I'm too stupid, dude. I can't even read a contract, dude. What makes you think I can run an esports organization?
Yeah, I mean, you obviously were an idiot for signing something. Yeah, young and naive for you know, doing that, but I could imagine being in that situation. You want to fucking join the cool kids, you know, you want to, you're like on the rise, you're young, and it's like, hey, look, you can be like this, you can do this, you know, look at this big mansion, look at all these fancy cars, look at everything we do.
I mean, like, I am an idiot for signing it, and
yeah,
I'm a complete and total fucking dumbass, but the bottom line is they should have never gave me an illegal contract to begin with, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of companies that do that, though. Like, I think it's important to recognize that there are a lot of companies, like, in L.A. that, or not even in L.A., all over the world that do that, that operate that way. And it's not necessarily, like, sure, there's stuff in the contract that's, like, morally fucked up or is more favorable towards, like, the corporation versus, like, the talent. But I think, like, the most important thing to recognize is getting someone that's extremely young, who has no experience, who's never seen a legal document in their entire lives, to just be like, hey, do you want to join us? Just sign here. It's just, it's the same thing with record labels, like the old record label, like, model.
Terrible.
Like I told you about that, documentary Artifact that Jared Leto made about his band 30 Seconds to Mars. Yeah. They got sued by their record label for $30 million. 30 Seconds to Mars sued for $30 million.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, it's different, though, because, like, I don't know how esports organizations make money. I don't know shit about esports, but the record label model was, or is, still is, I don't know if it's changed, but it's like, we'll give a band or an artist, we'll give you an advance, say $500,000 or whatever. We're going to pay you $500,000. Wow.
Yeah.
Now go make an album. So they make an album, right? And then they have to go sell X amount of records. So they make, say they make $2 million, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now the record label goes, okay, you made $2 million. So first give us back the $500,000. Then we have all these additional fees that we charge for like crazy shit. Like for compact discs that aren't even, they don't even sell those anymore that I know. Like, and you can't go to Target and buy a CD anymore.
Yeah.
And can you really? Okay, well.
Yeah, you might be able to, but it's going to take,
but it's mostly streaming, It's, like, mostly digital. So there's, like, the point is, like, they would just get these young artists or whatever to sign these agreements. And then once they actually got smart and made money, you don't know about that stuff until you make money. That's the point. Like, if you don't have a lot of money, you have nothing to lose by signing a contract, right? Exactly. Once you, I mean, anybody who achieves any level of success and has a lot of money, you're concerned about keeping your money and not losing it, right? So obviously you're going to fucking, you're never going to sign something crazy without having a lawyer read it or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, if you're, whether in the music industry or the gaming industry, you need your own lawyer. You need somebody to watch your back. Even if you don't have a lot of money, I think it's worth it to burn a little bit for some legal advice.
Yeah.
I'm paying my lawyer a lot, you know.
I bet, dude.
He's a pretty fucking damn good one, so I'm fine with it.
Well, I do hope that, you know, a lot of people can learn from your experience and what you went through.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if you're going into something like that and you don't really have anything to lose, the chances of you actually, like, making a shitload of money and becoming really successful, even though it may be slim.
Yeah.
Once that happens, you're not going to want to be a part of that contract, which is why so many bands and so many artists sue their record labels.
Yeah.
You know, that's why, like, the record and music industry was kind of slaughtered.
Yeah. Bad.
You know? So yeah, that documentary Artifact was pretty insane. And the I don't remember exactly, but I think it's one of the executives at FaZe Clan was the CEO or the president of the record label that was suing 30 Seconds to Mars in that documentary. The same fucking guy.
It's crazy.
But I think they ended up getting purchased by somebody. So he wasn't, no, it was like another guy from the UK that came and bought the company out and like went through with the lawsuit. So, you know, you can kind of, you can't really lay all the blame on that guy, but definitely being a part of that industry and then going into another industry and trying to copy the model or kind of have a similar business model. I don't know if it's exactly the same, but I mean, you didn't get a big advance like an artist would.
Yeah, I guess the artists, I mean, the music industry has kind of gotten, I'm not saying it's good now, but it's gotten a lot better over the years.
Yeah.
So maybe people are getting out going into esports because it's early on, you know?
Yeah. Do you know a lot of like, are you personally friends with a lot of players who are signed contracts for esports teams or organizations like that?
Yeah, I mean, I have, yeah.
Have they reached out to you? Have you talked to them? What do they say?
Yeah, I mean, I have kids reaching out to me that are 14 and 15 years old.
Really?
That are like, dude, help me get out of my contract. Yeah. I'm stuck in there. They don't even care about me. They're trying to just get me to qualify for World Cup. Like, kids are sure getting scammed. It's insane.
What do you say to them?
I don't know. I have too much going on. I can't really help them.
Yeah.
Hopefully, my situation brings light to kids like that. But I don't know. It's a whole fucked up situation.
Yeah.
For a lot of kids.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this can shine some light in some dark areas and help a lot of people. But
a lot of illegal activity going on in the esports world.
Yeah.
But hopefully that comes to an end soon.
Yeah. What's the next? Like, what are you doing next? You said you were going to New Jersey because there's better internet.
Yeah. I mean,
is that true?
Yeah, the Fortnite server's in like Northern Virginia. I'm in Florida, so my connection's terrible. I'm at extreme disadvantage, so I gotta do.
Are you actually moving there, or are you just going there for a few days?
Well, my teammate Cloaks has a house in Jersey, so yeah. I spent about $5,000 on audio equipment and gaming equipment. I hit up Digital Storm, told him to send me a few computers, so I'm just gonna have a setup there whenever I wanna play with a low ping advantage. I just can go to Jersey whenever I want. So,
wow. So like when there's tournament, big tournaments, whatever, you'll go there.
Any online tournament.
Yeah. And the servers are there, like the Fortnite.
The servers are in like Ohio, and they're in like Virginia.
Okay.
Coast, yeah.
So the closer you are, the faster the connection, the better you can build.
Faster you can build, the faster you can edit. The more walls you can take.
Sweet, dude. Well, what do you think of my setup? Do you think I'm doing it right? Do you got any suggestions for me now that I'm actually streaming this shit live on the internet? I need some guidance from the goat of streaming.
I mean, you got like a mom's basement type vibe.
A what?
You got like a mom's basement beat ass fucking vibe.
I was going for like the Motel 6.
Yeah.
With the Michelangelo.
It kind of almost looks like a shitty lawyer's office.
It's a long story. So Ben,
what is this crystal right here, dude?
It's a salt rock. It just makes it look cool.
Why is it so heavy, dude?
It's not that heavy, is it?
It's pretty fucking heavy.
It's supposed to give you good energy, and it looks cool on the table, and it covers this little hole back here.
And why do I still have a headache, dude?
Your headache's still there? Yeah. I thought this like dim lighting would help.
You got a disco ball up there too?
No, just the lion. Do you like the lion or no? Ben, I got it from Ben. I took it from Ben's house. He let me take it.
Of course, Ben's the type of guy to have a stuffed lion in his house.
He's got like six of those things.
Jesus.
He literally went to an auction and paid like $10,000 for these fucking lions.
I don't have a real lion tacky. That sleeps in my bed.
Like Mike Tyson?
Yeah. Be my best friend until he tries to eat me.
Yeah.
And that's how I go out. I get killed by my best friend.
Everybody that watches this thing right now, I'm kind of like fucked because... they all only care about seeing Ben like run his mouth and talk about real estate and business. And when it's ever, it's like me and somebody else or me and somebody that I think's cool or interesting, they don't care. They just like tell me to die and eat shit. And they only want to see Ben. What would you say? What, how do you recommend I deal with those kind of people?
Just tell them they're a fucking pussy.
They're all pussies.
Yeah.
You guys are all pussies. All the people that are hating on
people. Usually when people hate on me, I just ban them.
Do you?
Or my viewers just fucking all roast.
Can I ban people on there?
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, ban all the people hating.
And all I don't know if you got a big enough following to start banning people, dude. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, I have like a certain like.
Maybe the only following you got is haters, so you can't ban them. You got to keep them.
Oh, you're right. If I ban all the haters, I'll have nobody left.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Ben is like my Fortnite. Like, I rode that wave to somewhat success. Yeah. And now I have like a decent amount of viewership on here. And as soon as like, if I ever stop like recording shit with Ben, then I'll just be dead.
Yeah. Yep. If I stop recording shit with Fortnite, I'm just dead, dude.
Nah, that won't happen. You're on a way too high level. Nah,
that won't happen, dude. Worst case scenario, I'll start.
Sex tape.
Yeah.
You're going to do a sex tape?
Mm-hmm. Me and you later.
Yeah, we can do that.
Hell yeah.
Your girl Karina can film it. Did I say that right? Karina? No. How do you say it?
Try again.
Karina?
Yeah.
Karina. So like the I is different. Karina, Karina. Where is that from? German. Head? That's pretty cool.
What a weird coincidence.
Well, thanks for giving me your time. And I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of new viewers because of you. And it was great just to have the...
Elongating my headache, dude.
You're welcome. I'm just happy that we got to do the follow-up to the first video that we did.
Yeah.
And we kind of get to talk.
It's been a year.
Yeah, it's been 1 year. We'll do a follow-up in another year. See what's going on.
All right, dude. I'm going to get out of here, dude. You can enjoy your salt rock.
I'll enjoy my salt rock and my lion. Yeah. Sweet. Thanks again, dude.
All right.
We're good. We're fall. Later, everybody.